Welcome back to the Coach's Show. Now talking with Martin County West football coach Tom Elliott. And Coach, you know, disappointing to finish the season at 1-8, but you did have some bright spots throughout the season as well.
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, for sure not the result that we wanted. But, you know, we found ourselves in a number of games throughout the season where, we had opportunities. We just couldn't capitalize on them throughout four quarters and came out on the losing end. But, you know, one of the things that we were really proud of with the team is, you know, they showed up every week, no matter who we were lining up against, and we gave it the best effort. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's all you can ask of your guys. And although the win-loss column isn't what you are hoping for, looking for, the whole thought of, you know, going out there competing, regardless of what that win-loss column shows, you know, says a lot about the guys and their character.
I think we talked about that a number of times after games and the post-game shows, is that the one thing that I noticed is, like, you get to the end of the fourth quarter, and maybe you're down by quite a few touchdowns, but the kids were still trying to put it into the end zone, which was always very impressive to me.
Yeah, you know, that's something that we really try and preach. You know, it can be difficult at times, especially when, you know, the scoreboard is against you, but, you know, we try to play Maverick football and give it our best effort all the time, no matter what the scenarios are. And, you know, the kids did that time and time again, and we're really proud of them for, you know, always laying it on the line, putting it out there, the best effort, the best we could do. And, yeah, you know, it doesn't seem like it's a whole lot to build on, and it was kind of a unsuccessful season, quote-unquote, but, you know, there's a lot of pieces that we can build around and build upon, even with the 1-8 record this year.
Well, and you kind of have to be excited. You got some pieces, like you said, you can build around, but also at the end of the season, you had a number of kids getting some honors, all-district team to Maddox and Pierce, Hank and Preston Seapress. Hank Olson's Preston Seapress got honorable mention, and then you had a few of those guys getting academic all-district, so that has to make you proud as a coach as well.
You know, that was one of the things of the season. We knew that we had smaller senior class numbers-wise. So, yeah, we relied on a lot of youngsters to come in and play roles at certain times of the season, special teams, offensively, defensively. You know, hopefully that pays dividends moving forward, you know, getting those guys minute and varsity minutes under their belts so that they have a taste for it. It's something that they can, build upon, too, as an individual. And, you know, hopefully all those things kind of materialize for us and we're able to continue to build on what those youngsters were able to learn and experience. The honors, the kids that got those, you know, it was good for them to be recognized. But yeah, the academic success, always proud of that. Student athlete, and we had a number of guys, you know, really showcase that work that they put in the classroom as well.
And what does the off season look like for you guys? I know you have a number of kids that obviously participate in more than one sport because it's a small school, but what does your off season look like to get kids in the weight room and just keep them excited about football?
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things where you want to provide opportunities, and the thing that we really push at as far as NCW football is to be that multi-sport athlete. Being a small school, we share so many kids, so many athletes across a lot of different sports, and we want those kids active. We want them in those sports, but again, providing the opportunities, morning weight room, making sure that facility is accessible for those kids to get in there and continue to better themselves physically. That's all key parts, and no matter what sport you're doing, is to put in that work off the field, off the court, off the mat, you know. And we've got a number of kids that I think are willing to step up to that challenge and put that work in and hopefully continue to become better athletes as an individual, which will ultimately help build a stronger team.
And let's talk about the field one more time, because probably be playing there next year as well, correct, up in Trima? But your first year up there, you guys put a lot of great work into it, and it went off, I mean, basically without a hitch this year.
You know, the Trimont Field not being used for you know, a number of decades up there, the facility did come together, and it wasn't any one individual that helped put that together. So many local businesses provided financial support, equipment. The list is long, and we really appreciate everything that everybody was able to do in order to make it and get that facility ready. And different situation, different feel for not only us, but a lot of the teams with the mobile lighting and whatnot. But, you know, it created a very unique atmosphere, which we were pretty proud of, that we were able to, you know, still continue to host our home games on MCW ground, and it was quite the experience and something that we're looking forward to, you know, getting another crack at next year.
Yeah, so you go back there next year, and then how excited are you to be able to open a new facility in a couple years, and the kids, I'm sure, are excited as well to play on a brand new field.
anything that's brand new, shiny, you know, that there comes a level of excitement there that, you know, the kids are really, really ready for, you know, and you know, everybody wishes that they can snap their fingers and make it happen tomorrow, but we understand that it's a process and a long process at that, but when it's all said and done, we're going to have top-notch facilities here at Martin County West, and it's something that, you know, the football team, basketball, all the sports in general are extremely excited about. You can definitely sense that amongst the kids. They're talking about it. It's really, you know, kind of given a lot of our program the jump start, and to see that amongst the student body, the kids and the staff, extremely exciting.
Well, I'm excited to christen the new press box and not have to be in that old crow's nest anymore, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Hopefully we are able to, you know, make some improvements there, some hospitality, different things, and yeah, we're excited for you to christen it as well. Just another layer of the new that everybody's really excited for.
All right, Coach. Well, once again, thank you so much for always joining in the post game and giving all the pregame interviews and such, and we look forward to tracking you guys in the off season and then going for another one next year.
Yeah, we're excited. Always looking forward to football season. But yeah, we've still got a lot of great sports, a lot of great athletes to showcase throughout the winter and the spring. And yeah, we're looking forward to every opportunity to showcase our student athletes here at Martin County West. And we appreciate the coverage and we appreciate everybody's support.
All right, Coach, thanks so much for joining us. And we'll, like we said, look forward to it next year.
All right, thank you.
And that was head coach of the Martin County West Maverick football team, Tom Elliott. We thank him for joining us here on the fall season wrap-up. That'll do it for the wrap-up show. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll start things off with the winter sports preview with Annie Post, the head coach of the Martin County area gymnastics team, who had a great season last year and look for more greatness this year. It's all coming up here on your home for the Mavericks all season long, Extreme Country 105.7.